Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is going on, Mark Owens? Thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you're having a great week. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. Also at CFB929. Let's get to it. We're just over 2.5 weeks away from the Rose Bowl, Georgia and Oklahoma. So if you are heading out to the game, and according to Google Maps, you want to make that drive, it's 2,240 miles to get from Athens to Pasadena, home of the Rose Bowl. Now, if you want to do that drive across the country, it's going to take you about 33 hours. If you wanted to fly, and I'm checking on Delta being the hometown leader, the cheapest flight I could find, that's going to have you leaving Atlanta on New Year's Eve at 3:20 that afternoon. Put you in LA, LAX, that's where you would be landing at 8:20 that night. And the return flight's actually on January the 2nd at 6:10 a.m. Again, I'm trying to keep it cheap for you. How much is that ticket going to cost you? $1,710 for the flight alone. I'm sure you could probably find it cheaper on Spirit or Southwest, but I'm just going with Delta. Still manageable to get into the game, about $300 a piece to go to the Rose Bowl on the secondary markets. However, if you are flying, you better pray for good weather. I talked about it last week. I went to Vegas over the weekend. My trip just to get out of Atlanta was delayed for 10 hours Friday afternoon because of the snow. It wasn't so much the amount of snow. It was because Atlanta is not equipped like the rest of the major airports in the country with de-icers. Later this week, I'll do a Vegas recap podcast and let you know how that trip was. And despite the delays, we had a great time. And I realized I might be getting too old for, not Vegas. I'll never be too old for that, but maybe the all-night parties. Because your body never gets caught up, but we'll talk about that later. I did debate it, but I don't think I'm going to make it to the Rose Bowl. I just did the big trip out to Vegas. I've got to work at the Battery. We're doing a big party on New Year's Eve at the Battery, home of the Braves. And more than that, I don't have $2,000 for a football game. So it would be nice, but you know what? I'm also happy sitting at the house with my girls watching the game with cold beer and a clean bathroom and a full fridge. The announced team has been set for the Rose Bowl. Chris Fowler, Kirk Herbstreit, Tom Rinaldi, and Maria Taylor will be calling the game. That exact same team will be calling the national championship here in Atlanta. Speaking of the national championship, I did a little research, and we'll get into this more as it gets closer. But before the two teams are even set, to get into Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the game, it will cost you $2,000 for a nosebleed seat on the secondary market. Or on the official College Football Playoff website, the official page, they have a system where you can purchase an RSVP. You can buy your way in line. So basically, what is this saying? For $1,000, if you're a Georgia fan, you can get in line to buy a ticket if Georgia makes it for face value. Now you say, okay, well, that's not bad. I mean, you know, face value tickets can anywhere from $175 to, I don't know, $500. So what, $1,500 for a ticket? Okay. Well, here's the problem. Let's say Georgia doesn't make it. You've already bought your $1,000 RSVP ticket just to get in line to buy tickets. Georgia doesn't make it, you're out that grand. So you're basically making a donation to hope that Georgia makes it so that you can buy a ticket. That's a load of crap. Let's get to the news. We'll talk more about the national championship as it gets closer. More dogs in the news for the wrong reasons. Georgia defensive back Latavius Brenny, did I say that right? He was arrested Tuesday on charges of forgery in the first degree. That is not good. He was booked to the Clark County, Athens-Clark County Jail, released just over 3 hours later. He posted the $5,700 bond. He was redshirted during the 2017 season. He rated a three-star prospect by 247 Sports. A first-degree forgery is classified as a felony. But, whew, another bad look. Georgia's got to get away from these. Culture change in Athens. Got to get away from these because you know who loves it when Georgia fans get arrested or when Georgia players get arrested? Georgia Tech fans. They'll be the first one. That's the first time I heard about this was got a tweet from a kind of an obnoxious Tech man. I see your boys are in jail again. All right, you worry about Tech in your bowl game. How about some more notes about the Dogs and some good news for you. A very successful season for the Georgia Bulldogs. And here are some of the notes about the Dogs' season and their success as we prepare for the Rose Bowl. In total yards on offense, Georgia ranked 37th overall. That's good for fifth in the SEC. Had about 434 yards per game. in scoring offense. 23rd overall, 3rd in the SEC, scoring average of 34 points a game. Passing yards per game, and this is where some people were very critical of Jake Fromm and Chaney's play calling. 110th overall and 14th in the SEC. Georgia only had 170 passing yards per game. Rushing offense, number 11, 2nd in the SEC with 263 yards per game. Average time of possession per game, 32 minutes. And Dogs were 1st in the SEC in third down conversions, converting 78 of 165. All that courtesy of Dogs 247. The best part of that one that I like the most is the third down conversion and the time of possession. That will be key if we want to beat up on Oklahoma. So at this time of the year, Dogs are being recognized for their numerous awards. What else can we say about Roquan Smith? Got the Butkus Award, picked up the Walter Camp All-American Award. Isaiah Smith, Chubb, Roquan, all SEC team. But there is one player who is my personal favorite MVP. But this is the guy that has been the biggest cheerleader for what was supposed to be his team. So if they were to say, Mark Owens, who was your MVP for the Dogs for the 2017 season? I'm going to say it's Jake Eason. Let's back up a little bit. This guy was touted as the best quarterback to come to Georgia in years. Number 5 prospect. Coach Mark Richt recruited the hell out of this kid. Even that weird story of Richt waking up Eason one morning. Hey, sweetheart. Hey, get up, sweetheart. Time to get going. However, injury in the first game put Eason on the bench, and that's when Fromm took over, and then the Jake Fromm show, and you see where we're at right now preparing for the Rose Bowl. Now, the team had massive success, but Eason, he didn't pout. He didn't complain. He didn't take his frustrations with some passive-aggressive tweet. He became the team's biggest cheerleader. How many pictures did we see of the Dogs making a great play or Sony running down the sidelines, and Eason had his hands in the air and just grinning ear to ear? After the Bulldogs clinched the SEC championship, he was all smiles and said, it's really been a great year. Obviously, the first part of the season didn't go as expected. I've accepted my role. I'm glad I can be out there with these guys every day and contribute to the team. I think most people expect him to transfer. He'd have to sit a year out, then play 2 more years. He also said, things happen in life. You just accept it and move on. That's why, for me, Roquan was great. Jake Fromm has done amazing things. Sony, Swift, Nick Chubb. I mean, the team is full of all-stars. But for me, the guy that has just done the most with what was supposed to be his season is Jake Eason. Mainly because he remained a cheerleader. He didn't check out. He didn't ask to transfer. And again, the social media aspect, I think, is big. Because how many times would a player do some kind of read-between-the-lines type tweet of, hey, can't wait to be playing again next year somewhere else. Hey, Miami sure is nice this time of year. It'll be fun to be down there. I don't know if I look so good in red and black anymore. Nothing like that. He remained a part of the team and a damn good Dog. Remember, the team was going to be this was his year. This was going to be the year that Jake Eason here. So, all right, finally, one more on the 10-minute tailgate tour. The Lyft Awards. Lyft, you know, part of the ride-sharing service, Lyft and Uber, cart you around town. The most visited spots in Atlanta in 2017. So Lyft compiled all the places they've been to, and here's what they came up with. The most visited spot in Atlanta via Lyft was Bar Taco at Inman Park. Never been there. The most visited bar, according to Lyft, Ormsby's. Been there, and crowded. Most visited event venue. Okay, so you have SunTrust Park. You have Phillips Arena. Yeah, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But the most visited event venue, the Georgia World Congress Center. I guess that makes sense with conventions and competitions. Most visited university, Spelman. Now remember, we're in the city of Atlanta. I thought it would probably have been Georgia Tech, but I guess they don't get off campus much. Only in Atlanta, the Battery. I could agree with that. And a trending destination via Lyft, Sweetwater Brewery. So there you go. The Lyft, most popular places in Atlanta. All right. Hey, look, man, thanks so much for checking out 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. We'll do it again next week talking about bowl games. I love bowl games. I can't get enough of it. At CFB929 on Twitter, that's where you'll find our college football account. I put this up there, this poll yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I said, bowl games get started on Saturday. How you feel about them? You love them? Annoying? There are too many of them? Or you're watching the big games only? 55% of the responses coming in saying, I love them. 23% saying they're annoying, and 22% say they're only going to watch the big games. I may not get invested in every single one, but I will have the TV on all weekend. Just kind of glancing at it, because it's college football, baby. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262, and keep an eye out. I'll put up a Vegas recap for you Vegas degenerates later on this week. Hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Go Dawgs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.